listener production.
Just speak.
Shut up.
Coming up on the Ben and Harry podcast.
The old cliche. That's why they say it, Will, because it's true.
Because it's
cliche
true.
Is true. Pretty crazy to think you're playing Anzac Day. Well, if you're playing, yeah.
Absolutely.
But something I've never envied about Ruckman is two big humans running each other with their knees up.
For sure, like
it's not probably the most natural thing in the world.
Oh,
that's a harsher whack of as I've ever copped.
Ooh, I know.
I'm showing interest in your Twitter, asking questions, follow-up questions.
Yeah, good on you, mate. All right, give us your loser.
You know he gets his parking fine still sent to mum and dad?
You're kidding.
What? Let's get stuck into it.
McKay has five.
Oh, what about McKay?
The emerging stars are still yet to meet on an AFL field.
So Ben's Ben and Harry, or Harry's Harry and Ben.
Welcome back, guys. Good to see you both.
Oh, we're on.
Are we on? I reckon we can start like
we're
that.
We're on. Oh, yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Beautiful.
Well, doesn't have to be a prescribed start.
Got the thumb up from MJ, so we can just talk whatever we want.
In the future, this will be the intro for this or that.
All right.
So has that been approved though yet? I'm not sure if it's...
Well, what do you mean?
Pretty quick approval system.
Well, where is it?
We said
this 2 weeks ago, didn't we?
It's in the works.
Yeah. All right, so this is the placeholder. This is where the this or that opening
so
would
Q,
go.
So Q, yeah, this or that.
Right
yep.
now.
So we've just had it. Yep.
Bang. Hey.
Do you want to try one, Ben? You can make one up. Try and sing a song or something.
Just shut up and do it.
You froze. I can see you almost did something.
He was thinking about it.
This or that.
Sweet.
Yeah, probably not that
It's a placeholder.
This or that. All right, so... This week it's Ophidia.
Okay, spell it
for us.
O-P-H-I-D-I-A.
Do that again.
O-P-H-I-D-I-A.
Yeah, Ophidia. Pronounced.
Ophidia.
Yeah. So is it a leather card case from fashion brand Gucci?
Wow.
Or a Toronto Blue Jays player in the NBL?
NBL?
The baseball
Major League
player.
Baseball, yeah.
NBL,
sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you say M or N?
I think it said
M.
N.
M.
It sounded like N, didn't it?
I might have said MB, so MLB.
Yeah.
MLB,
Major League Baseball, yeah,
correct. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, MLB. Ophidia.
So it's either a Gucci item or a baseball player.
Correct, yep.
For a Blue Jay.
My gut's saying the Gucci, but
maybe he's thinking that way.
Yeah.
He's found a baseball player that sounds like a Gucci bag.
But I feel like the week I actually like go against my gut will be
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we don't need your life stories, just an answer.
Okay. Good feedback. I'm going to lock in
player.
Baseball as well.
You are both wrong.
Oh my God.
Yep.
I give up.
How do you give up? That's the game. So 2-0
so
to me.
I hate
2 to
50-50s.
Me, 1 to you, 0 to Ben. Yep.
Yes, that's right. So. Jeez. Yes, you haven't got one.
Nah.
See, the craft is just improving again, isn't it? It's really going up.
Speaking of craft, how's the craft from Ash Hansen?
This is elite craft by Ash.
I actually haven't heard this
yet. Neither have I. I've heard it's good craft.
So Sarah Hosking was interviewing Ash Hansen ahead of the Carlton game. And this was a sideline interview that went on Triple M. So let's have a listen.
And he's gone into a few different areas that I know he's spoken about on a podcast during the week, if you want to listen to that detail. But certainly he's becoming a better version of himself every day. Some of the things we've seen at practice and even last week with his long-range shots showed great progression. So we're looking forward to the best version of Harry this year and certainly a better conversion because that's what we expect in one of him each week.
And I'm assuming that was the Harry and Ben podcast on Triple M as well.
Thank you, Ash.
On the listening.
So I didn't correct that it was the Ben and Harry.
That's all right.
That's all right.
No, mate. No.
Yeah, that actually wasn't as good as a shout-out as I thought it was.
Oh, I thought he's done all right.
He's done all right. But yeah.
He's obviously listened to the podcast.
Yeah, he does listen a little bit.
How do you think you went on the weekend? Do you feel like we're starting to see the best version of Harry?
Yeah, to a degree. I think, as you say, practice matches are always a bit scratchy and you're still trying to get going again with your form and in gameplay and everything. But yeah, I've enjoyed a pretty good summer. So yeah, it's been nice to have some continuity and yeah, felt like again on the weekend, yeah, it was nice to play a solidish game and build into the season. But yeah, it's definitely, you still feel quite scratchy in some areas. And then yeah, it always takes a few games to build into, I guess, the best version of yourself.
But
Can't believe it starts this week.
This week,
that's unbelievable.
Jeez, we're close.
Yeah, it feels so strange, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You mean like having, so obviously there's a round of footy this week. Your team is going to be playing, Harry. Yours isn't, Ben.
You reckon that's why it feels a little bit strange?
I just think because for so long it's been Carlton Richmond as the opener. You just know it's in Melbourne. It's just there's a lot of buzz around it all. And, yeah, it feels a bit indifferent that we're starting in Brisbane but then knowing that round one is the week after still.
That game will still happen. Oh, yeah. It'll still be enormous.
Yeah. But I think it's just, as I said, historically you just... You associate the first game of the AFL season as Carlton Richmond and then you're kind of into it from there. But I'm saying that'd be cool to get up to Brisbane, play where it all finished last year, which is kind of a cool little quirk. So, it feels... It's always a weird feeling. I don't know how to describe it, Ben, but it's like... There's always a lot of excitement, like a bit of nerves. It's just like... It's hard to describe, but it's like everything for 6 months you've been working towards is like nearly there.
Mm. Yeah, especially after the last practice game, you know that... The next time you play will be proper. So there's something in that as well that, you've ticked that off and the real stuff is going to begin. So, I feel the same. We've got 2 weeks before we play, or just under 2 weeks. So it's a little bit strange compared to some teams that are rolling in this week. But, I mean, I think we can all agree that it's good to have footy back, that's for sure.
And there'd be Essendon supporters listening to this who would be a bit more excited for round one, I imagine, rather than last week, which is a little bit disappointing against the Saints. But good game against the Cats
Especially for three quarters, I thought we were really, really good. I mean, I was joking to Goldie and a couple others before the game and after the game, but normally you go down to Geelong and you're up against and it's really hard work and you normally get smacked, to be honest. But I thought we were very good. I thought that especially the first half, we were able to control the footy and challenge them and make them defend us. And I thought we were, for the most part, pretty hard to play against. So I think at three-quarter time, we had a few guys come off and be put on ice. So there's an element to that. It's still a practice game, but... Yeah, all in all, I thought it was a big step forward. It felt like a real game, I think, is the most important thing. The prep was identical. It felt like an AFL game in terms of it was in a big stadium and there was a decent crowd in and it just had every sort of element to a normal game, which I think helps your psyche a little bit. So, I mean, all in all, it was a promising display with still plenty of work to do.
Nice. So, obviously, probably the best two-prong attack in terms of tall forwards in the comp with Hawkins and Cameron.
Yeah.
What's it like playing with a different defence and obviously only a practice game, but did you notice differences when you're at North?
A little bit. We had Jordan Ridley played a half and unfortunately hurt his quad in the third quarter. So, that was our first sort of half of footy. We spent all pre-season basically together because Rids had hurt his... I had a bit of knee soreness the last sort of month or so. So he was sort of in and out of training. So that was our first sort of go at having the three of us back there. And I loved that half at least. And hopefully Rids isn't too far away with his quad. Hopefully it's only a month or so. But
it was a low grade.
Yeah. Game, wasn't it? I think he's hopeful for the first, within the first month somewhere.
Yeah, great.
So it felt a bit different. It's nice having some other guys around me that are experienced and were gelling quite well, even though I've only been there for a few months now. So I've enjoyed the camaraderie down there. And I think that's what the practice games are about. You're learning each other's style and it's going to take time. But I thought as a defensive group, we were pretty good. And I'm really enjoying playing with those guys, more importantly. So
Nice. Oh, jeez, we're so close to talking about real footy.
You can always taste it. Yeah, can't you? It's awesome. How did the boys go, by the way? They looked okay.
Yeah.
What's the first half again?
Weren't amazing. Melbourne, I'm not sure what the score was in the end, but
38, was it? 38 points?
Yeah, I'm not sure. But no, they were really solid, Melbourne. And as I touched on before, I think practice matches, some areas can be scratchy and you're still searching for a few things, like your timing. And you do definitely trial a few things as a team and everything. So we're still probably chasing the best version of us. But yeah, there's obviously some things to like, some things to go after and get better at. But we've been pretty big on looking at the whole 6 months as a body of work.
For sure.
Because we're in a really good spot as a list and a lot of guys are in really good touch and fitness levels and everything. So we feel like we're really well prepared for the season. Knowing it's a long campaign.
It is so long. Like, I mean, you can talk about pre-season form doesn't mean anything, but even early season form is not indicative of how you're going to end up. And I mean, Carlton last year were proof of that.
That's right.
Yeah, I think last year we had our best start since 1995, then our worst first half and then our best second half.
Yeah.
So it was like, that's why there's so many, it's such a long campaign.
Yeah.
That's why you can't read into 1 week too much or a couple of weeks. It's like, as I said again, a body of work over time holds in good stead. Yeah. So yeah, but that's the exciting part of an AFL season. It's long and grind and most consistent team wins. So.
1 week at a time.
Literally, the old cliche. That's why they say it, Will, because it's true.
Because it's
cliche,
true.
It's true.
We had a lot of questions this week, so thanks to everyone sending them through on @BenAndHarryPodcast on Instagram. We'll have the first one here from Lockie. This one's for you, Ben.
do it.
I'm from Mullen. This question here is for Ben. Now you've played your first two games for Essendon, does it feel extra special now to pop on the red and black jumper and play for the team you loved growing up? Cheers, mate.
Yeah, thanks for the question, Lockie.
I like that.
Yeah, it is special, absolutely. I think I was thinking about this before, like just in general. Like there's moments I think that you feel like, wow, this is really cool. This is what you sort of pictured as a kid growing up. I think footy's more now than what it was. Obviously, as a supporter, it's, you know, so much going on as an athlete and as a player in the industry. You can't just sort of have the same emotions as you did 15 years ago as a fan. But I think there's certainly moments where you're like, wow, this is really cool. There's, yeah, specific times where you're like, wow, this is everything I sort of imagined it to be. So I think as we get into the season as well and play like Anzac Day and those sort of games, I think it'll really feel, you know, even more special. But
it's pretty crazy to think you're playing Anzac Day. Well, if you're playing,
absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's
an amazing game.
Yeah, there's four, five, six blockbuster games. So even looking down at the colours and they're different colours and you think, wow, this is different, but in a good way. You know, it's probably starting to feel real, I suppose, that you're playing for, you know, a big club and, you know, a team that we grew up going for. Although it's different now, it still feels really cool. So it's a really good question, actually.
What colours do you reckon you look better in, like in terms of like your physical appearance?
Aesthetic, yeah.
Red and black, yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
That's
well, you, what do you reckon?
Well, you don't look great neither, but...
Bang. We're away.
What do you want me to say to that?
No, I was being genuine. You might have looked in the mirror and thought, oh, you know, the stripes bring out my eyes better.
Have you watched a bit of the games or not?
A little bit.
What do you reckon?
Oh, I haven't thought about it in that detail, but you
asked the question, so obviously thinking about it a little bit.
No, it just came up to me right then when I was...
Okay, man.
This is riveting.
Yeah. No, black and red looks good. Have you actually thought about coming up? Obviously, you've thought about coming up against North Melbourne, but I remember, I think it was Wayne Carey saying that when he went to Adelaide and he played against North, there were moments where he like almost handballed it to an old teammate or something. Have you thought about like...
Someone should run past Ben.
Buckets.
He wouldn't do that, so he'd give the handball straight away. There might be 40 guys calling me Buckets on the ground. That's one thing that might happen. Everyone's got the same nickname. Not real. I haven't thought about it in that depth, but it would be weird. I watched a bit of the game yesterday when North played St Kilda, and it was a bit strange seeing a lot of your old teammates running around. But I'm sure it'll be a bit strange when we cross that bridge, but hopefully I won't fall into the trap of giving it to one of the old boys. But
has Buckets come over to Essendon?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's stuck. So.
Why is that name Buckets? I honestly don't know.
It started in, what was it like, junior footy or something, and it's just stuck, and then, I don't know, we had it at Gippsland Power, and then it just flowed through. I think, obviously, I don't know, must have taken a few good marks or something in junior footy and it's stuck and I'm assuming that. It just flowed on from there. But
Well, all the North alumni are over at Essendon with you. So
yeah, that's right.
Because, I mean, you can't just come up and say, g'day on Buckets.
Yeah, no, not at all. No,
it's a guaranteed way to not get called
at the
Buckets.
Start, I think it was a few people like, what's going on? And then it slowly infiltrates like any nickname and then it's
Buckets.
There you go.
This question is not for you, Buckets. This is Richard.
Hey guys, Richard from Port Melbourne. There's a question for Harry. How are you enjoying the new ruck role and do you think that it's improving your game? Go Blues.
You're more of a ruck now, are you? Or okay, forward.
Thank you for the question, Richo.
What's the split being?
Yeah, what
percentage-wise? Because it is a bit more than we saw last year, isn't it, at this stage?
Well, yeah, I didn't really ruck at all last year.
You found yourself in the ruck sometimes, but not permanently.
Yeah, I think we're just trying at the moment what it might look like just so... if we need to resort to that, depending on what ruckman they're playing and what the dynamic wants to be, just knowing that we can go to that option or, so coaches obviously like to have multiple things they can go to. So, no, I've been really enjoying, getting around the ball and I think obviously as a taller player, my mobility is a strength, so being able to, get around the ball and run around has been enjoyable.
Because like a forward 50 ruck contest that you'll see Tom Hawkins... contest a lot.
I did that on the weekend, actually.
Did you?
Yeah, I rucked in our defensive 50.
Who was the other ruckman?
Tom Hawkins, yeah.
Oh, right, you and Tom went into it.
Yeah,
because he's
the
king of that.
Yeah,
he just gets his ass in the way.
Yeah, well, normally because Tom takes their ruck in their forward 50, whether it's Reece Stanley or whoever, stays out. So, big Goldie stayed out and I just rucked against Hawkins. So, I hadn't rucked in years, so...
Yeah, it looked a bit scratchy.
A bit rusty, but it is a different art, to be fair. Goldie was telling me a few little tips and tricks before the game, but Yeah, it was an interesting couple of guys. I don't know how they added 5 or 6 guys at it, but
yeah,
you're right. That's what practice games are for, to trial a few things. But.
Yeah, but that's one part of ruck work. But then like a centre bounce.
Yeah, completely different.
Quite often.
That would intimidate me.
A key forward would just take the forward 50 purely because a lot of people sit their ruckman out.
Yeah.
So that's like an opportunity. You'd see it a lot. You see Taylor Walker do it a lot. Tom Hawkins, they do that a lot. Versus a pure second ruck role where you actually are the ruckman for 7 minutes while the main ruck's off.
Yeah.
Did you do that on
Thursday? Yeah, so I've been second rucking a bit. So, yeah, there's two different kind of... You can do forward 50 rucks but be a key forward the whole time, and then you can actually be the second ruck
for
6 minutes a quarter.
Yeah. And a centre bounces, do they intimidate you? Like, I imagine when you're coming up with, like, a Max Gawn, who's just dominant in that position.
Yeah. Oh, something I've never envied about ruckman is to... big humans running each other with their knees up.
For sure, like
it's not probably the most natural thing in the world, but Matt Cruiser, who's our ruck coach, has been amazing, really obviously one of the great ruckmen of Carlton's time as well. But he's been awesome with some technique stuff and having a couple of plans to go in there with, so you know what you're doing and, have a few different options you can go to there. But it's like any position, it's just craft and it's time and it's just learning things, so...
Yeah. I can't remember. Did you have a big like mattress attached to your shin?
No, I was just saying, I'm not sure I can bring myself to wear a shin guard. My shin was very sore the next day, actually.
The other day, and he was potentially buying. Did you end up buying one? Buying a shin guard?
No, I didn't because I was going to go, because I'm not sure, but I did get a bit of a whack on my shin. So, your shins get sore as a ruckman. So I was thinking.
They wear them for a reason.
Yeah. But everyone's like, at the start, I couldn't quite bring myself to wearing a shin guard, but then, you just have to. So, I don't know. See how we go.
It's just like the ice hockey goalie wearing a helmet or something. It's just like part of the role.
I thought you were going to say it's like a mouth guard for your shin, but it basically is. Yeah,
it's not a bad shout.
We've also had a lot of requests for Supercoach. We had this last year as well, and I don't remember who you said. That'd be a good one to check the archives, actually, see if you actually made some good picks. But Supercoach is very popular. People want to know about rookies and young kids that might get some game time. Does anyone spring to mind? Anyone trained the house down in particular?
He's not specifically young anymore, but Nick Martin, is in his third year. He's a gun. He's a superstar. And internally, he's rated very highly. And I think externally, he's finally getting some reward.
Yeah.
I know he's not super young. He'll be a force to be reckoned with this year, so I'd get him in.
So you obviously knew of Nick Martin before you came to the Bombers, but he's blown your way.
Oh, absolutely. He's been a standout. So I'd get on him if I was doing Supercoach.
It's a good shout.
Yeah, I don't know.
For the whole preseason.
What?
No one's trained the house down.
I think a young guy, Ashton Moyer, he'll be a gun, but don't know whether he'll play it super early, not sure, but he's got some tricks and he's a really good kid, so Ash would be a good one to get maybe. It wouldn't be a heap of money, I wouldn't have thought. Do they?
Yeah. I don't know. I've steered clear of it, to be honest, most of my life.
But yeah.
Yeah.
It's very popular.
It is popular, yeah. A lot of people do come up and say, have you got someone that's trained the house down, or literally that question.
Literally that question. Yeah. And you just go, oh.
Oh, I don't know, actually. Yeah, good question.
Oh dear.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're still looking. Well, I did last week, but
we wanted to say.
I'm not saying anything.
This is different.
Yeah, we were just saying the first read is different. But we wanted, when you listen to this episode right now, we'd love you to text one friend the link to the show, this episode. Send us a screenshot of that exchange and you can go into the running to win one of 3 t-shirts, Will.
I reckon 3 per week.
Yeah.
Is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So share the love with a friend. Send us through a
screenshot on our Instagram at Ben and Harry Podcast.
Yeah.
And you'll go into the running for one of 3 tees.
MJ's logic, which I love,
I don't mind
is that if each person listening to this right now hits up someone and says, listen to this podcast, word of mouth.
Word of mouth is the most popular
form of promotion.
Well, if everyone did that and listened, then the show would double.
Doubles overnight.
Yeah.
And then we do that, 20 times and we've taken Hamish and Andy. So
that should be our goal, I
reckon. We're coming for the Kings.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Why not us? That'd be great. Yeah, thanks. Yep, good call.
Nice. Well done. Well done, both of you. Nailed it.
Serious? Well, that was all right.
You did well.
I didn't realise we were... anyway.
It was a new script. One of our favourites, 2024 return, Wayne from Warragul.
Wayno.
Wayne.
G'day, boys. It's me. It's Wayno. Wayne from Warragul. Good to hear from you, boys. Good to see you back into it. Boys, I'm back. Wayne's back. I'm more back than both of you boys' hairlines put together. That's how far back I am. I'm back. But anyway, hope you're going well. Hey, Benny, hope the move's been smooth, mate. Hope you're enjoying the Bombers. They're a bloody big club, aren't they, compared to the old North Melbourne. But I'm sure you're probably getting a bit more attention now. In fact, actually, I had someone asking about you the other day. You might be able to guess who it is. Yeah, that's right. Still no one. Yeah, that's it. Just because you're at a bigger club, the club doesn't make you any more relevant.
Jesus.
Anyway, fellas, just checking in. Hope you're going well, and I'll speak to you soon. Good on you.
That's a harsher whack of as I've ever copped.
Wayne-o.
Didn't mind that, Wayne.
He's the best.
That was as harsh a whack I've ever copped, I reckon.
Oh, he's the best.
That's very good. One way to put it.
Ben and Harry.
I'm so excited for this.
Winners.
Birds often think I'm a treat.
And losers.
I hate cheese.
Oh, my God. I'll start us off.
Bang.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
Go for it. So last week we were discussing Geelong Stadium, how it was, you know, pretty run down, and we both agreed they were probably the worst facilities in the league. Maybe, did we say that?
I don't know if you said it last week. I think you both agreed with it before.
But their away rooms are historically always very small.
Yeah, very small. One of the worst probably in the comp. But my twinner is, you know, how they've obviously, we're talking about the stand, sorry.
Yes,
how
it's, the Joel Selwood stand.
Correct. And by the way, that's a really good stand. The stadium looks great. But they've done, underneath the new stand, they've redone the change rooms, the away change rooms. So it's state of the art down there.
Nice.
So that makes a massive difference going down there. So the old change rooms on the far side, no one uses anymore. And under the new stand, there's brand new change rooms, state of the art, first class. So that was my twinner. That was a big surprise going down there.
Big improvement.
Massive improvement.
If Geelong is now no longer the worst away rooms, who takes that title?
The Gabba.
The Gabba?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're tiny. Yeah, they might have changed it over the summer, but yeah.
The whole joint's a bit dumpy.
Are they still going ahead with that redevelopment?
It's not in limbo.
Really?
They haven't made a decision yet, I don't believe.
There you go.
Yeah,
but there you go. My twinner was the new Geelong away change rooms.
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, that stadium will be ready for round one. So
yeah,
round
I think they reckon around 40,000.
That's cool.
The stadium feels now. So
yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Well done to the Geelong people down there.
Nice. My twinner, as Ben did allude to it earlier, maybe off air, but we had a open session yesterday on a Sunday for at Carlton, and it was great to have a lot of people down at Icon Park. Blues fans, as always, were amazing and down in full force. But at the end, when we were doing a little signing session, one young girl gave me a Taylor Swift friendship bracelet.
Oh, so that was really cool. That's what that is.
Yeah, and it was.
I saw what that is.
Handcrafted. Personalised with a number 10 and said Fearless, which is one of my favourite songs. So.
Oh, that is sick.
Yeah, it was really, really lovely. So I'm not sure who it was. If it was, get in contact. And
please get in touch.
Maybe we can.
What are they worth, those wristbands? Are they the ones from the concert?
It's not about money, mate.
No, I was. Are they?
No, you make them yourself.
Oh, you make them yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Sign of friendship. I thought it was a merch thing from a concert.
That's customised. That's got
custom
made. It's got Harry's 10 on it. She's made that for
Harry.
Just
buy that. What's that got to do with Taylor Swift?
Oh. I feel like he's been living under a rock.
But if it wasn't from the Taylor Swift merchandise.
Go and do some research about friendship bracelets.
If it wasn't from the merchandise, what's it got to do with Taylor Swift other than the Fearless word on it?
You make your own and you like exchange them to show your sign of friendship.
Yeah.
And that's what Taylor does, is it?
With other Taylor Swift fans.
Yeah, right.
I was on the train. I was on my way to Matchbox 20, which was Rod Laver the same night as Taylor Swift. And we saw all these just like Taylor Swift fans that didn't know each other. And they just walk up and like, oh, I'll switch a bracelet.
That's a thing.
I didn't realise how prolific it was.
There you go.
But yeah, it's Swifties. I'm kind of glad the Swift train has left the country, to be honest.
Really?
I was getting sick of it.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's really
cool.
That
is pretty cool.
No, sorry. Thanks. Yeah.
No, I just like young fans.
I think it's been great. Yeah, it's lovely.
Enthusiasm.
Correct.
Yeah. And you wear it 24/7? Is that the thing they do? Or
I'm not sure. Yeah, you can wear it as much as you want.
Yeah. Don't get defensive.
It's very nice. Jesus Christ.
I'm showing interest in your Twitter, asking questions, follow-up questions.
Yeah, good on you, mate. All right, give us your loser.
He's in one of these moods, Will. My Twitter wasn't anything super special, but I'd cop two parking
fines. It's your loser, not a Twitter.
Yeah?
Jeez.
You said loser. You said Twitter, This is your loser.
Yeah, it's my loser. Yeah. Yeah. I said it's not anything special.
You said twin up, but anyway.
Oh my God.
He misspoke. That's right. He's sorry, fearless. Man. He's not.
My loser is that I copped 2 parking fines in a day on Wednesday.
Oh. Was it club related? Were you at the club?
No, it wasn't club related. In the middle of the city, I had Pilates, and I entered the wrong code, so I cannot be able to get one of them back.
You tried to pay?
Yeah, I paid, but I entered in the wrong. I had like a prepaid amount on my app.
Yeah,
and I entered in like one wrong digit. It was like the parking thing next to it, so it was one wrong digit. But I will get that one back. But the other one was like close to $200 fine. It was like in a school zone or something near a supermarket. Right. It was like between 3 and 4, and I just didn't even think about it.
You got to look at those better, mate.
Attention to detail.
Yeah, well, that's all right. But yeah,
on both fronts.
2 in a day. So anyway,
that does.
That was my loser.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. That was good.
What's happened to you?
What is wrong with you, mate? You are the.
That was good.
You're a full Grinch.
You are a Grinch.
How was that Grinch? I said nice. That was good.
Yeah. As soon as he criticised the bracelets, you're off him.
I hadn't seen him before. I was asking about the dollar price of them. I was asking him
whether that money.
Another twinner about money, a loser about money. Oh, I've got to pay $80 for a parking fine. Poor me. I reckon he'll be right again, mate. Fines. It's $80.
It's nothing to do with how much money we make, mate. It's just parking fines suck.
They do.
Do you know he gets his parking fines still sent to mum and dad?
You're kidding.
What? Yeah, you do. Every time I'm over there, it's your parking fines there.
Your address is still Warrigal.
Yes. Yes, it is. Your address is still mum and dad's.
Because my original license had a Warrigal address, and then when that got moved. But I haven't one sent there in ages.
No, I don't know about that.
That's just a blatant lie.
It's not lying, mate.
I'd love to find out there's been one sent there in the last 2 years.
Mate, I'd guarantee I'll find that.
Well, if it was because back when I was 19 or 20, I would have had my address as mum and dad's because that was on my license and because you can get fined if they don't marry up. Anyway.
venom.
My loser this week is the cricket infestation. Have you heard about that?
Oh, yeah. There's crickets everywhere.
Yeah, and they've infiltrated their way into the club, so there's a few crickets around. Historically, you know, when if you're saying something and you know it's not getting any laughs, they play like the crickets noise. That's the
I think we should enter that right now.
Yeah, well, if there's a noise for that. But anyway, we had a meeting and I was talking and, you know, usually when you're saying something that you feel like is the right thing in a meeting, you hear a few people like agree with you or anything. I was talking about 20, 30 seconds and hadn't heard anything, no like acknowledgement or from the coaches or no one was saying anything. And then this cricket noise came up out of nowhere. And it was an actual cricket.
That's brilliant.
And I was like, oh, I didn't think I was speaking that badly. But
that would have got a laugh, surely.
Yeah, so.
Actual cricket.
Yeah, the cricket picked his moments well. But so I'm a little bit off the cricket infestation because making me look bad in meetings.
Question time. We have a bunch here. We'll go to Queensland. Okay. This is Aaron.
Hey, boys. Aaron from Rockhampton here. Massive fan of the show. My question today was, if you had to be stuck on a deserted island with one family member, would you pick each other? And also, I was wondering, for your first game, will you two swap jumpers at the end just to hold on to the memory? Thanks, boys. Go Blues.
Hey, Aaron. Hey, which family member would you
take? Yeah, go that one first.
So, obviously, we want to... The goal is to get off the deserted island, is that right?
So it's like Castaway. You've seen Castaway?
Yeah. It wouldn't be you, probably. Okay.
So you got to think.
You got to think deeply here, mate. You got to
because you've got company, but then you've also there's like a resourcefulness that you need to think about.
And you're not very resourceful, so I probably wouldn't take you. I'd probably take my sister Hannah because she's a nurse.
So
I think any medical kind of issue Hannah can be of assistance for,
and intelligent. So just.
Well, yeah, I've got that boat covered.
I'm not saying that you're both dumb, but you both eat a lot too.
I would say Dad. I feel like Dad's pretty handy. He's switched on. He's assertive.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I think he covers more bases than Hannah maybe, so I don't know.
Maybe he's deaf though.
Peaceful.
That's true. That's a good question though. I didn't mind that.
That is good. Are you going to swap jumpers first game?
Surely.
I can't say that I've thought about that not at all. That's never crossed my mind. That's not really a thing, is it?
No, never. Not really. It's very rare.
I wouldn't be.
It's a bit me time.
What would I do with Harry's jumper, though?
if Ben came up to me after the game and said,
yeah.
What do you mean?
No, I just know that neither of you would treasure them. Like, it would just
be thrown in the bin of the MCG.
Nothing to you.
Throw it off to someone in the crowd as you're walking off.
You want this? Or?
But no, Ben walked up to me after the game and was real like thorough and said, mate, like, it'd be really cool if you could change jumpers. I'd say no.
Got him. Yes, he had me going too.
Well, I would never say that, so.
But you see it sometimes, like for Buddies last year, there was a, he had, I reckon.
I feel like it's obviously bigger in America. That happens all the time in America.
Yeah. And in soccer too.
Yeah, true.
In soccer.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's
but also they get a new jumper every week, don't they, as well?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, they get a million jumpers. So
what did we say? You use one 3 times, is that?
I don't even know. That it's not a heap.
A bell to me.
You're right. It's not a heap. Maybe 3 or 4, yeah.
Yeah.
They'd always have a 1 or 2 spare.
Maybe a couple of spares, yeah.
Maybe a couple would still at the club on for a rainy day, but don't know. Good point.
Going back to Queensland, we've got Caitlin.
Hey, Ben and Harry. Caitlin from Brisbane here. My question to you guys is, what do you do in your spare time? Also, loving the weekly episodes and hope you have a great 2024 season. Thanks.
Thanks
Caitlin. Caitlin. That was lovely.
Good feedback.
Hopefully she's Caitlin. Is she a Carlton fan or not sure? Maybe she's just a footy fan. It'd be cool to see her there on Friday night.
Absolutely.
Footy's exploding in Queensland, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Is that true they've got more Brisbane Lion members than Brisbane Broncos members?
I think that is true. Right. But then members isn't a huge thing in the NRL. Like, I think the Storm have the most in the NRL. So yeah, it's like a big cultural thing in Melbourne.
Right. Got you. Anyway.
Yeah. Off topic. Still heaps of Lions fans up there and footy fans. So, Caitlin, what are you doing in your spare time, she said?
Yeah, nice. I think I've said it before, but I'm at uni at the moment, studying psychology. So I do that part-time.
How is that going?
Yeah, good. I'm waiting to see how I went on my exam the other week, but I think it should pass. P's get degrees, Will.
Yeah, that's what I did. Yeah. What kind of exam was it? What was the subject?
Nah, it was a multiple choice. It was on fundamentals of psychology. So it was, tick the box, get it done.
Yeah.
But no, it's been cool. It's nice to do that part-time. It's all online, so. The AFL are very big on, and it's all supported through the AFLPA. So
yeah,
it'd be silly not to be doing some study, I think, as a player because of the grants and the resources we have. So bit of uni, hang out with Bunny, take him for a walk, don't mind to cook a bit, hang out with family, friends, have a hit of golf, tennis, bit of anything, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
What do you do, Ben? It's not anything like that.
Pretty similar.
Like your hinge profile.
I've got to weigh up.
Enjoy long walks on the beach.
From a uni point of view, I've got to weigh up whether I jump back into a Bachelor of Business or have a go at an MBA. So
really?
I'm going to weigh that up. Here we go.
No, I don't think. Are you going to go straight into an MBA?
No, there's a bridging course that I think the MBA is a 12 subjects and you can do a bridging course that does the first 4 of your MBA, but it's not your full MBA, if that makes sense. So I've got to weigh it up with what I do, but I'll be doing something this year, similar to Harry. Enjoy cooking and enjoy watching other sports like NFL and basketball.
Have you watched the Dynasty documentary on Apple TV?
I'm almost up to date, yeah. About the Patriots.
Oh, it's about the Pats? No, yeah. I haven't seen it. I should.
Yeah.
Is it the early 2000s?
What's the whole way?
It's the whole era. 15 years.
Since, 2000 and whatever, when Tom started basically.
2001, I reckon it was.
Yeah, cool. I'll get into it.
That was
cool. Kyle from Narre Warren.
G'day, boys. Kyle from Narre Warren here. My question is for both of yous. What is your favourite video game? Thank you. Go Carlton.
Don't mind. It's all the craze at the moment, but Fortnite is really popular.
You play Fortnite?
Occasionally.
Well, you got a PS4?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it still the craze? It was 5 years ago. But
it's always the craze. It stays.
It's just a mainstay craze.
I didn't even know.
We always love when we were growing up, Simpsons Hit and Run.
I loved that.
That was probably our favourite game.
That was a bonding experience for us four. Kids.
Yeah, that's good. What else as a kid? Can we jump out?
We played FIFA on the same team sometimes.
I don't know if we said this before, but you could create your own player.
Yeah.
And we'd make him like
99,
so we're just like
freakishly tall. Freaks,
like, like 7 foot, like rabbits, like good as touch.
Yeah.
And they keep like 6 goals each game and just dominate.
Yeah, that was fun.
Did you play AFL games growing up? Video games?
Yeah, maybe a couple. 2005, maybe. You know,
I played around that era.
Yeah, we played 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it wasn't massive back then.
No. And they've never been great.
What was it is a hard game to.
It is a very hard sport.
So Dennis was commentating on it, and he was like, "That was as cool as the other side of the pillow."
Yeah,
remember
yeah.
when he used to say that?
Like a cork in the ocean. It's just the same phrases. Yeah. Maddie.
Hey Ben and Harry, Maddie here from Melbourne. And my question is, what are your game day rituals, and then what do you do after games to help yourselves recover? Go Blues.
Well, I think the keys for your game day are obviously nutrition, like getting, making sure you know that.
But do you go for a walk? What do you,
Well, yeah. Well, I don't need to go through literally every step of the way, but.
He checks his watch.
Yeah, well.
Mate, hello.
We're giving the fans what they want.
Yeah, well, I don't. People will probably fall asleep listening to this. Jesus Christ. That was a joke at the club when we first came back. Is they were like, gee, the REM sleep's gone through the roof this week. Everyone's like, listen to your podcast and make it have a deep sleep. That's sharp.
It's very bad.
Yeah, obviously you go for a walk in the morning, a bit of a coffee, whatever. I think it's better to say, like, you want nutrition to nail, making sure you're eating every couple of hours, usually work backwards from 2 hours from the game.
Yeah.
To make sure you're getting plenty of fuel in. You need to get moving and stay mobile to some degree. It definitely is a challenge. Ben, you probably wouldn't have played maybe as many night games as we have at Carlton, but it's actually a really long day at sitting around doing nothing. Yeah. So you've got to, it's probably part of having been around for a little while is knowing what to do on that day where you're sitting doing nothing, because you don't want to sit on your phone too much. You don't want to burn your legs too much. You don't want to eat too much. You don't want to watch too much TV. Like, it's a really
balance. There's a balance. Yeah.
So, yeah, with experience, you probably kind of, you learn how to deal with that a bit, but yeah.
Would golf be too much walking instead?
Yeah, you wouldn't play golf on the day of a game.
Right.
Yeah, probably not even the day before the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that?
I wouldn't have thought.
I'm just.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
And then post-game, it's obviously all about recovery. We normally have some sort of protein drink. At Essendon, we do a bit of a stretch post-game as a group, try and get some food in, maybe like some chicken or a chicken wrap or
sometimes
burger
I'm
or something.
Surprised. Yeah, it's like pizza and stuff.
Pizzas,
down there. It's just whatever goes post-game.
To a degree. You need carbohydrates basically. Yeah. So pizza's high in carb, easy to get down.
Burgers are normally pretty popular.
Yeah, nice.
Good question, Matty. Finally, from Trevor.
Love the show. Trevor from Preston here. Massive Bombers fan. I loved Paul Salmon when I was growing up. Loved Hurdy and all that. Anyway, Ben, why'd you choose the number 32?
Do you guys tear that up or something?
Trevor got me. Once again, we just refer you to the essay that Ben put on his own
Instagram.
That's
right, mate. That's
novel.
Right.
The novel.
Seems to be growing legs, that joke, doesn't it?
Well, Trevor's
just as good as a bruise.
That's excellent.
Well done, Trevor.
If that was genuine from Trevor, though, I don't mind that. But if you guys had
how could it not be genuine?
MJ might have said something. Mate.
Maybe it was MJ's voice.
Yeah, maybe.
I think it was Trevor.
He was chewing down lunch while he was.
Yeah, finish eating before you send your voice memo, please, Trevor. As good
that's
as
a good
it
point.
Was.
Very good.
All right, who's wrapping us?
We are, as we mentioned, on Instagram and TikTok. Head to Ben and Harry Podcast. Send us through your DMs. We love voice messages so we can play your message for the whole world to hear.
Remember the screenshot when you refer to a friend, the episode, send that in.
Referrals,
and, we'll put you in the running for a t-shirt.
Bang. Show us you've referred to a friend. Awesome. At Ben and Harry Podcast. Ben, Harry, best of luck. Harry, you're playing this Friday.
Who are you going for?
Well, I mean, I hope you play well.
Are you going, by the way, Will?
No, I'm not going up. But I hope you kick six in a losing side.
Right. Thanks, mate.
There you go. It's the only time I will hope that your team loses actively.
No, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go Lions.
Go Lions.
Go Blues. All right. Thank you. Go Lions.